In reality, this is Robin Hood in reverse.
That's how Mike Foley and other House Democrats are painting the governor's proposal to slash the graduated state income tax, trim the state sales tax 0.5%, and then apply the sales tax to dozens of previously untaxed services. The governor is selling his plan by saying it would be a net tax cut of $1.4 billion. But the Democrats say only upper-income Ohioans would enjoy that tax savings. The lawmakers cite a study by a liberal think tank that contends the top 1% of Ohio income earners would save more than $10,000 each. Middle-income folks would basically break even, and the bottom 20% of taxpayers would pay, on average, an extra $63. Among the list of new services that would be sales taxed would be haircuts, cable TV, and funerals. Democrat Dan Ramos says average folks would have a tough time avoiding them.
You want to get away from these taxes, you think, I'm going to go bowling. I won't think about it. It'll tax that. I'm going to take my kid to the circus. Well, it'll tax me there, too. I'm going to take my kid to a fair or a baseball game. It'll tax me there as well, everywhere I go. I can't get away from these taxes. I can't leave the state because if I try to, it'll tax the travel agent who gets me a ticket out of here and the travel agent who gets me a ticket back.
Ramos and other Democrats, though, are deep in the minority in both the Ohio House and Senate. That means their views and their votes may not carry much political weight unless the governor has problems rounding up enough Republican votes for his tax and budget plan. So far, some Republicans have expressed general support for the tax cut and shift, but they've talked in muted terms. Mike Ditto is press secretary for House Republicans.
Generally speaking, the members of the House Republican caucus favor a reduction of the income tax and certainly the sales tax as well. But I think before they comment further on the broadening of the sales tax, they'd like to take a look at the language that the governor is going to be putting forward, I believe, this week. And I think you'll see some thoughtful and deliberative debate in the House Finance and Appropriations Committee on that very subject.
The governor's plan calls for a phased-in 20% cut in the state income tax over 3 years and a more substantial 50% income tax cut for most small businesses.
About 50% of the jobs in this state are created by small business. And we want to do everything that we can to encourage job growth in small businesses.
Okay, counter House Democrats, if job creation is the goal, don't just hand small companies a tax break with no strings attached. Here's State Representative John Carney.
Where in this budget is there language that says in order to get the tax cut, you need to make investments in things like hiring employees, workforce development, purchasing items for your plant, making investments that are going to deepen your roots here in the state of Ohio to assure that, in fact, this tax cut is going to create economic development here in the state of Ohio?
There doesn't need to be a job creation requirement added to Kasich's proposed 50% business tax cut, says a lobbyist for thousands of small Ohio companies. Roger Geiger says a million small businesses would benefit, and don't worry, they'd plow the extra cash into expanding.
Bill, I'm a strong believer that the more money you put into the pockets of small business owners and entrepreneurs, the more they're willing to expand their business.
What about the idea that we hand this tax cut to small business, but only if they actually do create jobs?
That's kind of government trying to be heavy-handed and pick winners and losers. I don't think that's a smart way for government to operate. I have yet to meet an entrepreneur who doesn't want to grow their business into the next Fortune 500 company.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.